This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner, reporting WSIU News. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is not giving up hope on legislation to crack down on homeowners' insurance price hikes. This comes after state lawmakers shot down a measure requiring insurers like State Farm to notify customers within 60 days of premium increases of at least 10%. The insurance industry opposed the bill.
What we want is for the insurance companies simply to show us why it's appropriate for them to raise rates by 27%. They didn't do that. They haven't done that. All they did was say, well, we had losses, so we're increasing by 27%. We don't know if the homeowners are being gouged.
State Farm earlier this year raised homeowner premiums by an average of 27%, which Pritzker strongly condemned as being, quote, unfair. The Illinois Board of Elections Wednesday held a lottery to help determine which candidates will top next year's competitive primary ballots. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Congresspeople Robin Kelly and Raja Krishnamurthy and Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton are Democratic frontrunners to replace retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, but none drew the number one spot on the March 17th primary ballot. For now, that goes to Chicago teacher Kevin Ryan. In the 12-way Democratic primary for the 9th Congressional District, appearing first is Evanston Mayor Daniel Biss. State Representative LaShawn Ford was picked first in the 7th Congressional Democratic primary, and in the GOP primary for governor, Ted Dabrowski landed the top spot. For all the races, the order could change if candidates get knocked off the ballot. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Central Illinois Congressman Darren LaHood voted with the majority of House Republicans in passing the bill that ended the longest government shutdown in history. The Republican, who represents much of West Central and Northwestern Illinois, called the shutdown reckless and grossly irresponsible. Democrat Eric Sorensen, who represents much of North Central Illinois, said that he could not support a funding bill that, quote, doesn't make the lives of my neighbors more affordable as they struggle with the high cost of Trump's tariffs. Democrats had blocked the spending bill over concerns about the end of health care subsidies. You're listening to WSIU.